Now, here is Jane to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
Our fourth set of stories provides a varied picture. A tiger has been seen this week on the streets of Norwich. The city centre's Samaritan's Hub has reopened. St John's Ambulance in Norwich has a new electric car. There has been a row after a wheelchair-bound man was refused entry to a city shop. And a remarkable proposal to have time slots at recycling centres is being considered. Robin will begin with news of the tiger in our streets.
Onlookers were sent wild yesterday afternoon when an unexpected visitor emerged from a city venue. A life-size tiger puppet that could easily be mistaken for the real thing appeared outside Norwich Theatre Royal, where it stars in the play Life of Pi this week. The West End smash hit is touring the UK and Ireland, and it is based on the best-selling 2001 novel by Yann Martel, which was also turned into a Hollywood blockbuster in 2012. After a cargo ship sinks in the middle of the vast Pacific Ocean, there are five survivors stranded on a single lifeboat: a hyena, a zebra, an orangutan, a 16-year-old boy, and a 450-pound Royal Bengal tiger. The tiger is called Richard Parker, and it is controlled by three or four performers at a time. There are seven puppeteers on stage during every show. Matt McFarlane, company stage manager for the tour, said, "It has been phenomenal getting to experience what the puppeteers do and how the animals interact with people. It is a very absorbing show, and you will be dragged right into the heart of the story. It will bring out every emotion within yourself."
A Norfolk charity has announced the reopening of its Norwich home following a £750,000 refurbishment project. Norwich Samaritans raised the cash for its St Stephen's Square Listening Centre after launching the Vara House appeal last year. The charity, which had temporarily relocated to 17 Wesselgate as works were carried out, has been based at the centre since it was founded in 1964. But the Victorian building was facing structural and damp issues and became in need of urgent renovation. After almost a year of renovation works, the Norwich Samaritans Listening Centre was officially reopened on Friday. "We would like to thank all those involved in making the renovation of our branch possible," said Branch Director James Ellis.
St John Ambulance has unveiled its new electric car, which has arrived in Norwich as part of a new project to replace existing support vehicles across the country. The new car is a Kia e-Niro, and Norwich is one of the locations to receive an electric vehicle so early in the project. The new car, which was funded by members of the public through the ongoing annual St John Norfolk Open Garden Scheme, is expected to be used throughout Norfolk and further afield locations, and the whole team is delighted at the chance to use it behind the wheel. Initial plans in St John Ambulance 10-year fleet strategy include the purchase of 12 electric cars and 15 community support units, plus the replacement of ageing ambulances with state-of-the-art new vehicles.
A war of words has broken out between a wheelchair-bound man and his local shop after he was refused entry. Maurice Mee, who lives in Beauthorpe, tried entering Clover Hill News Shop on September the 12th at 11 a.m, but he was denied entry. However, the shop's owners says it's because the shop is too small for the wheelchair to manoeuvre through. Mr Mee has been in a wheelchair since breaking his back after a motorcycle incident in 2014. Mr. Mee's carer and younger brother, Leroy Mann, says the 58-year-old's mental health has plummeted after the incident. Mr. Mee added, "The incident has left his brother feeling discriminated against, as well as embarrassed and upset. He's been belittled by it all. He used to be such a proud man, and it took a massive effort for him to get out, but this will set him back."
A county councillor has suggested a booking system for Norfolk's recycling centres could be used to identify and educate people who make repeated trips to tips. Norfolk County Council has said it might have to consider introducing online time slots to cut costs by controlling visits to its 20 recycling centres, with the authority facing an extra £1 million bill because of government changes in how much waste can be disposed of for free. And at a meeting where the matter was raised, a county councillor said if such a scheme is brought in, the authority ought to use information given by people booking slots to spot those making a high number of visits to recycling centres. John Fisher, Conservative County Councillor for Woodside Division, said the council could then educate those people on ways to cut how much rubbish they produce.